You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Good morning, Rhonda. How were the holidays for you? Everything good?
They were great. They were good. Yeah, right, good. It was good to go back to work and get regulated, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, kind of back in your routine.
That's funny.
Did you get anything good for Christmas?
We did Christmas a little bit different this year. So we did a $50 white elephant gift exchange. My daughter-in-law's parents were here, and it was wonderful. And I got some crazy stuff I can't really talk about on air.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That
sounds like a kinky Christmas.
She got some toys. That's great.
Wow. Your daughter-in-law's parents must be freaks.
That's fantastic. I think Rhonda's the freak.
No wonder you love them. They stayed a couple extra days, actually.
Yeah. 19 people and 10 dogs on Christmas Day.
My goodness.
Oh, my God.
Too many dogs.
I got to say, speaking personally, Rhonda, it sounds like a nightmare to me. But you know what? Listen, whatever brings
you
joy.
They're a good pack. They're a good pack. It worked out great.
I would say you do you, but I don't know if that's appropriate right now.
Well, she can. After her Christmas presents, it's easy.
Good one.
Hey-o.
That's great. So what's on your mind today? Why'd you call
this
us?
This morning, I didn't expect to call, but I called because I wanted to know if the Boys Against Girls, if they ever went on their date, did they call in?
Oh, we were just talking about those two.
We were wondering ourselves, Rhonda, to be honest, both Tommy and Stephanie were given their marching orders to call us this morning and tell us if they did indeed get together, and we have not heard a peep from either of them.
Negative. No, we did. Stephanie just texted us. She says,
oh, she did?
This is Stephanie. She says, we're planning on coffee tomorrow. Tommy forgot he had work stuff last night. And I said, work stuff? Sure. He's probably married. Is what I wrote back.
No.
Work stuff. A likely excuse. But anyway, if he's not married, they are still planning on getting coffee tomorrow. So maybe Steph.
We're going to have to call next week.
Obviously, Stephanie's listening. So call us on Monday, Stephanie, and let us know how it went.
But now I'm a little disappointed, though, and Rhonda might be too, because coffee schmoffee, I wanted him to go play putt-putt.
I know. They need to go to that bar. That's kind of what started this thing.
He really likes putt-putt.
And he does, too. That's why they're perfect together.
I know.
You know, they might be ruining it by doing this coffee thing. Because then then it's too much like a date. Putt-putt would have just been a couple of people getting together,
hanging
messing
out,
around,
have a beer,
a
loosen
laughs.
Up. Yeah. Oh, well, we'll see what happens.
Listen, tune back in on Monday, Rhonda, and Stephanie
will
keep us apprised, all right?
I will, and you guys have just kept me company. I just moved to Colorado a year ago, and I've listened to you every morning on my drive to work from Westminster to Boulder, and you've kind of kept me sane.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's the sweetest thing. Did you happen to move here from back east or something?
I moved here from Iowa.
Love me some Iowa. My wife's family's out there.
2,800 people. It was the town I...
That's fantastic. I want to be there. That's where I want to be.
Jeremy wants to do the opposite. He wants to go from big city to small town.
I want to go to a little teeny tiny town and disappear.
Have you had any kind of culture shock or not so much?
No, not so much. My kids live out here, and that's what got me out here, because both of my boys, we used to bring the train from Iowa out here to take them skiing every year when they were little, and they always said, we're going to move there someday, well, they did, and so so then I did.
Well, that's very
paradise.
Cool.
So welcome to paradise, Rhonda. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling us.
Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you guys. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You as well. Make sure you tune in Monday so we can get the update from Stephanie. Who knows, maybe Tommy will call too. Who's next on No Filter Friday? We got Rachel, then Ashlyn. Hi, Rachel. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Of course, it is wonderful to finally call. I've been listening to Dom and Jane since I was driving to school in the late 90s, and now I listen to Dom and Jeremy while I'm driving my second grade kiddo to school now.
Well, so, smell you.
This is a multi-generational show, Rachel. Very That's what's
cool.
going
it
on here.
It's fantastic.
Well, thank you for listening for so long. We really appreciate that. What do you got going on this weekend?
There, but...
Anything fun?
Just working, but it's all good.
It's all right. Make that money.
So what's, nothing too exciting.
What's on
so
your
what's
mind?
On your mind? You called us today. What's up?
I was calling with a little bit of a PSA that if you have a hand sanitizer bottle in your car in the winter, be careful because it might split open and shoot you in the eye.
Do you know a guy?
Yeah.
You know a guy that happened to?
It hurts like heck. Pain in my eye before.
Oh, that sounds painful.
I guess it's the alcohol.
Even if I wasn't driving.
So I just discovered yesterday that my wife keeps a giant bottle of hand sanitizer in her center console there.
Mm-hmm.
So every time we've been opening that console to throw change in or grab sunglasses or whatever, that bottle is up just high enough so every time you close the lid on it, it lets out a big old squirt into the console. So, I mean, we've probably opened and closed that thing 100 times since we put that bottle in there, and the entire bottom of her console was just filled with hand sanitizer because we were...
Oh, that's funny.
Every time we closed the lid, it's like, whoops. Well,
so I'm looking at a bottle of it right now, Rachel. I've got a bottle here, and I'm looking at the active ingredient it lists is ethyl alcohol at 62%.
Yeah.
That would explain your eye pain, Rachel.
Not good.
Thanks for solving it for me. It hurt so bad.
It might be time to bring back our annual What Did You Get in Your Eye segment.
Yes.
Those are always great shows.
Maybe I'll make a note for Monday.
Monday, What Did You Get in Your Eye?
There you go.
Thank you for listening for so long, Rachel. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
Right. See you later.
Be well. As promised, here is Ashlyn. Good morning, Ashlyn.
Good morning.
Hey, you.
So glad you called your boys in the morning. What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Yes. I am getting married.
Ooh la la.
Look at that.
Congrats.
Why'd you pick the first weekend of January, just out of curiosity?
I know. It just kind of happened. We've been engaged for 14 months, and... You know, we had other people getting married in other months, and it just kept pushing it back, and we didn't want to, you know, plan a wedding too quickly, so it just kind of happened, and it's cheaper, and there's open spots, because COVID has been making everything busy, so.
Yeah.
Well, what's, good for you. What's this wedding going to cost you?
I knew you were going to ask that, because I was listening to all the weddings, and I'm like, how much are other people paying?
Yep, I got to know.
I believe with everything said and done, it's going to be a little under 40,000.
Whoa.
No
my
kidding.
Gosh.
Wow.
That's a big number.
Cheap, and you said it's cheaper to do it in early January.
Yeah. But it's the photographers and that, it just.
It adds up, doesn't it?
It adds up.
In my wedding, we instead of hiring a videographer, we just had an uncle do it. So that saved us a lot of money. But yeah, the photographer, we did a professional and, you know, like four people came, you know, and it's a whole setup. And man, how much did your dress cost?
$2,000.
What about the venue?
For one day.
How much are you paying for the venue?
It's the venue. Yeah, the venue, that was $11,000, and that's the place, the food's there, the drinks, and the plated dinner.
Do you do an open bar?
Just wine and beer.
Just wine and beer. That's all right. At least it's something.
That's what got me in my wedding. Was
that's what
doing
gets
the open
me
bar.
Through people, weddings.
People ruined me.
Yeah.
We're not even doing the ceremony there, so we'll get married at St. Francis in Castle Rock. And then receptions there.
Man. So who is this person that you're marrying? What's their first name?
His name is Brent.
Okay, and where did you meet Brent?
We played intramural basketball.
All right.
No kidding.
Yeah, we both just signed up, that was in 2019. And then our first date was like a couple weeks before COVID started.
Oh, what was that first date? What'd you do for your first date?
He picked me up, and we went to La Loma restaurant in downtown.
Oh,
Denver.
Sure. I love La Loma. Yum.
We went to, it was so good. And then we went to the Grizzly Rose to dance. He's from Texas, so it was kind of fun.
Did a little line dancing?
Yeah.
Big old belt buckles on.
Yeah, a good thing he's not that Texan, but.
Okay, all right. That would have turned you off, huh?
Yeah.
Well, this is super exciting. You're going to have a fun weekend.
You know, congratulations to you, Ashlyn. That's
Thank you.
Are you going on a honeymoon?
Oh, yeah, we're going to Maui.
Nice.
Good
nice
for
pick.
You.
Is that included in the 40,000?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, you're working a honeymoon into it then.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, we thank the world of you, Ashlyn. We wish you the best. Do you have a question for us or something?
Well, I just wanted to call real quick because it's funny. So I'm 28, and I was just thinking, and I go, oh, my gosh, when I turned 18, my mom and I woke up at the crack of dawn, and we went to the live show with you guys.
Yeah, live audience.
Because I was old enough, and so I'm like, oh, sweet, it's my 18th birthday. Let's go do that. So it's funny. I'm like, oh, my gosh, 10 years later, and now I'm getting married, and I'm still listening.
Nice.
That's great.
Well, we thank you for that.
Did you have fun at the live audience Friday show that we did? Did you have a good time?
Oh, always. Good food, and it was a blast.
Well, good.
Well, you're the best. Thank you for listening for so long. That's a great memory, and we wish you all the best with you and Brent, okay?
Yeah, I've been Can you do a little shout out to my mom who's been listening for forever, and she's the one that got me hooked?
Well,
yeah,
I think we kind of have to. Yeah, what's her name?
Yeah.
Her name's Pam.
Aw, sweet Pam. Hi, Pam.
We love you, Pam.
Thank you, Pam.
Love, hugs and kisses. Ashlyn, have a great time this weekend, okay?
Thanks, boys. Bye.
Thank
See you later.
And a great time in Maui, too.